do because they have a sign out front saying, now hiring non-stupid people. So, hey, you may have a job waiting for you. It's 8 o'clock on the Noggin right now.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where officials say actor Gene Hackman, his wife, Betsy Arakawa, and their dog are all dead. Correspondent Jared Hill with what we know so far.
What we're learning here is that law enforcement were called to the house around 1:45 yesterday afternoon for a welfare check. And that's where they found them dead inside the home yesterday afternoon. We don't know the circumstances. There's still so many questions about exactly what happened here.
Officials do not suspect foul play. Hackman had a long career.
If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game. In my book, we're going to be winners.
He played a high school basketball coach in Hoosiers. He was Lex Luthor in 1978 Superman.
How do you choose to congratulate the greatest criminal mind of our time?
You tell me that I'm brilliant? Oh, no. That would be too obvious. I grant you.
Hackman won Oscars for The French Connection and Unforgiven. He was 95. The Pentagon's gone to court to try to ban transgender people from serving in the military. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
This is an issue that a court is addressing right now, but the court at least knows how extreme the government's policy is. This is not a policy designed to accommodate such service members. This is a policy to show them the door out of military service.
In Gaza, Palestinians celebrating as dozens of freed prisoners arrived from Israel. Four more dead Israeli hostages were returned home, wrapping up phase one of a ceasefire agreement with Hamas. CBS's Deborah Patta is in Tel Aviv.
There are 59 hostages still captive in Gaza since the October 7 terror attack. Israel says 35 of them are dead. Their families and those of the living are desperate for negotiations to succeed.
On his podcast, California Governor Gavin Newsom says he's ordered the state parole board to assess whether Eric and Lyle Menendez, serving life for murdering their parents in 1989, would pose a risk to the public if they're released from prison.
To understand their in-custody conduct, what they've done since the offense as it relates to rehabilitation and treatment programs, whether they've contributed to their own rehabilitation.
The brothers claim their father sexually abused them for years. Health experts are sounding the alarm after an unvaccinated child in Texas became the first to die of measles in almost 10 years. Dr. Lara Johnson at Covenant Health in Lubbock.
Measles is one of the most contagious viruses that we know of. Now, 90% of susceptible patients will contract the measles if they're exposed.
The number of cases in Texas has topped 130 now. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Despite canceling data centers elsewhere, Microsoft is reaffirming its commitment to Racine County. They own about 2,000 acres in Mount Pleasant and said recently they still plan on putting in the $3.3 billion data center. A fatal fire in Kenosha started in a camper parked in a driveway. It spread to a nearby home on 14th Avenue before being put out. A man inside the camper was found dead. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Assembly Speaker and Racine County Representative Robin Voss is commenting about his current status with the president. At a recent press event in Madison, Voss said that despite his past differences, he and Trump are on good terms. Trump tried to assist with a recall against Voss. Wisconsin is joining a national effort to test dairy cows for bird flu. The USDA's national milk testing strategy aims to monitor and prevent the spread of bird flu in the state's dairy industry. And the Thrive Expo is coming to downtown Racine this weekend, focusing on health and wellness. The event will be held at Memorial Hall Saturday and Sunday. There's more about what's going on at the Racine County Eye website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Will the Packers make a trade? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are open to trading away defensive back Jair Alexander after 7 years with the team. Meanwhile, 49ers receiver Deebo Samuel is asked to be traded. GM John Lynch.
Yeah, we're on good terms with Deebo. I think, you know, he's asked for a fresh start, and, you know, I think we're going to honor that.
NBA, Bucks basketball tonight as they host the Denver Nuggets. Tomorrow they head to Dallas to play the Mavericks on Saturday. Baseball, Brewers manager Pat Murphy on convincing young players in Milwaukee can compete with teams with big contract players in the major leagues.
A lot of it is attitude, you know, your attitude about base running, your commitment to base running outside of stealing bases. The threat to steal is sometimes as effective as the stolen base. So we have to put pressure on other teams that way, put pressure on pitching staffs that way offensively, and I think we have the personnel to do that.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 42 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 29. Tomorrow partly cloudy and windy. We'll get to around 50. Saturday will be colder, partly cloudy, with a high of only 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
I have anxiety issues, okay? I don't like to fly. All it takes to scare me on an airplane is to hear this. This is the captain. I hate that guy. Does he need to say who he is? We know. Who else would it be? You're never going to hear, this is Steve. I'm in seat 18C, and just thought I'd check in on everybody. This movie sucks, right? And I never get that smooth flight. I always get this flight. It's the worst when it's a short flight. Like, you got to be kidding me, right? I'm going to die on my way from Cincinnati to Columbus? I could have jogged it. And who's always sitting next to me on that flight? Johnny Relaxed, right here, right? The guy I wish I could be. I look over, he's like reading the sports page through a hailstorm. He's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, how are you reading? I'm looking out the window trying to steer us with my mind.
Don Rosen.
Yeah.
Gentry's Keep On Dancing. Local news, Tamla's hits at WRJN. Cloudy, slight chance of rain today with a high near 42. Partly cloudy, lows 30 tonight. Partly sunny, highs near 52 degrees tomorrow. Sunny on Saturday, sunny on Sunday with a high Saturday 29. Highs near 34 on Sunday. Right now it's cloudy, 37 degrees right here at Radio Park. Well, even the rich and famous get ripped off. Adam Levine made a swap with a classic car dealer for a rare 1971 Maserati. It was supposed to be worth $1 million. The car, a fake. Adam said he was had. Now he's suing. It's good to know other people get ripped off other than me. Hey, it's 810 local news. Timeless hits at WRGN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and everywhere the historic AM frequency of 1400. experience. Go all the way. It's 8:15, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. So what do you think about this? A guy in Washington, D.C. is suing Powerball and the D.C. lottery after they posted the wrong numbers online, and he thought he had won $340 million. Now, they did post the wrong numbers. The official lottery site had posted the wrong numbers. So instead of matching all five and the Powerball, he actually matched nothing. Doesn't sound like the guy's expecting the full 134, it doesn't sound like the guy's expecting the full $340 million, but he might be expecting something. You think he has a case, or should he just shrug it off and move on? How do you post the wrong numbers? Whoa, how does that happen? So does the guy have a case or not? Should he get something out of that deal?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. We all have our image of suit-clad Frank Sinatra holding a cigarette and a glass of whiskey while crooning iconic songs. If actor James Marsden has his way, he would love to play Sinatra in a film that shows the singer's darker and more tortured side, according to the New York Post. The 51-year-old Marsden has always been a fan and says a role similar to what Jamie Foxx did when he played Ray Charles would be perfect for a movie about Sinatra. Admirable intentions, but I can't even imagine how many actors would be lined up to play Frank Sinatra. Marsden can currently be seen in the Hulu show Paradise. According to the New York Post, trust fund kid Robert Ritchie, a.k.a. Kid Rock, might be dating intellectual Lauren Boebert. They were seen flirting recently at political functions. I'm assuming Ritchie had lots of competition trying to woo the congresswoman after the video of her on a date at a theater went viral. It was probably only a matter of time before these dimwits realized their love of semi-automatic weapons and fell into each other's arms. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Somebody new. He
Christmas cheer.
Benny King and the Drifters, I Count the Tears. Local news, timeless hits, and WRJN. Just had a story a few minutes ago about a guy who had the winning lottery numbers for $340 million, but they were the wrong numbers. The lottery commission posted the wrong numbers. Well, here's a story out of Vegas. A tourist from Arizona named Robert Taylor was playing the slots last month. He hit a jackpot for $230,000, but he didn't know it because the machine malfunctioned, so he left with nothing, went home. But the casino caught the mistake later on and told the Nevada Gaming Board, who tracked him down. So he found out that he finally won the money, and he collected it. Who knew that Vegas tracked you down to pay off a win? And by the way, how did they know where to find him? That's kind of weird, huh? How did they find that guy? Unless he had one of those club cards or something he played in the machine that has all your information on it. Wow, $230,000. Who knew they tracked it down? 8:22, local news, timeless hits. I want you back. Here come the Jackson 5. Satisfaction, one of the greatest rock and roll songs of all time. Huh? Day 28, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, this is odd, but true, as of about 2 years ago, the number of people still using AOL's dial-up service was in the low thousands. Now, we're talking about the dial-up service. Remember where you heard, doo-doo-doo-doo? You heard that noise and everything? People are still using that. Whoa. Here's a song Neil Sedaka wrote and sang about Carol King. She's the old Carol in the title of the song. Right here, local news, Timeless Hits at WRJN.
Oh, Carol, I am but a fool. Darling, I love you. Though you treat me cruel, you hurt me and you make me cry. But if you leave me, I will surely die. Darling, there will never be another, 'cause I love you so. Don't ever leave me, say you'll never go. I will always want you for my sweetheart, no matter what you do.
Carol King on the show with me. I should have asked her if that's about her. She wasn't a good guest. She didn't want to talk to me. I don't know what she must have been having a bad morning when I had her on the air with me. It was right here on WRJN. She was giving me one word answers. I don't think she wanted to do the interview. It's 8:31 local news. Timeless Hits WRJN. Let's see what's going on locally. And here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Microsoft officials say their commitment to Racine County remains unchanged. It comes after Microsoft canceled other data center leases in other parts of the country. The company owns about 2,000 acres in Mount Pleasant, and in a statement, they're reaffirming their commitment to the original $3.3 billion data center investment. Some construction was paused in December as a new design was worked out. The tech giant also has plans to build a data center in Kenosha. A fire in Kenosha Tuesday night claimed the life of one man.
The fire spread from a camper in a driveway to a nearby home. Fire crews were called to the 14th Avenue home near 48th at just before 7 Tuesday night. They found a camper in the driveway fully engulfed and spreading to the adjacent home. The people in the home were able to get out. One man, not yet identified, was found dead inside the camper. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. The streets of downtown Kenosha are set to become an open-air art gallery this summer. What's called the Kenosha Mural Project is being planned, which will add 10 new full-wall murals to the area. It's an effort between the Kenosha Community Foundation, the City of Kenosha, and the Kenosha Creative Space. They're hoping to build on the popularity of existing artwork like the AMC Gremlin Mural. While Kenosha focuses on the large scale, Racine is preparing for its own artistic transformation this year. The Downtown Racine Art Project is a butterfly-themed beautification project. It's not just health and wellness, it's also making things smart. The Thrive Expo event hits downtown Racine this weekend with Memorial Hall active Saturday and Sunday. Check out the Racine County Eye for more. They've got a spotlight today about smart home features and how they can make you safer. It's at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 42 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 29. Tomorrow partly cloudy and windy. We'll get to around 50. Saturday will be colder, partly cloudy, with a high of only 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
I'm trying to get smart. I've been watching Nova. You seen that show? They had a thing a couple of weeks ago about string theory. I started watching that at 8 p.m., and at 8:03, my brain exploded. They said string theory is the stuff that the physicists are now figuring out that Albert Einstein was not able to nail down in his theories. Something, well, if Albert Einstein didn't understand it, me on a couch with a bag of potato chips don't have a shot. Oh, I see what they're talking about. Yeah, you gotta incorporate gravity. I was wondering why he didn't do that. I'm sitting there working on my string cheese theory. You know, they always say Albert Einstein was a genius. Then how come when anyone ever calls you that, it's an insult? You don't know where you parked the car. Good job, Einstein. I don't think we're honoring that man properly by using his name in vain in parking lots.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder, I Was Made to Love Her. Local news, timeless hits, WRGN. So you're getting to work today, and you just don't feel like working, huh?
I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
Middle of a good dream, like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with. So I just decided to myself, I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it. And did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of. A love there is no cure for. Up against, I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Local news and timeless hits. WRGN.
Linda Ronstadt, the group The Stone Ponies, different drum, 843, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. So this dad who lives in France tried to limit his kid's screen time by using a jammer, but he ended up shutting down the internet for the entire town. He was arrested. He's looking at 6 months in jail and a fine of up to $34,000. I guess his intentions were good, but he went about it the wrong way, huh? Wow. Here come the Trogs now. This is Wild Thing.
Wild Thing. Thing, I think I love you, but I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I don't know if I could do something like this. A guy in Pennsylvania saved his neighbors from a fire. They were trapped upstairs, so he grabbed a ladder, crawled under the smoke, and pulled a woman out. Get this, he went back to get in that to get her baby back in the house with the fire. He got her baby out. He went in a third time to save another girl, and then he went in a fourth time to save the dog. Oh, while the fire is burning. Everyone survived thanks to this one hero. I don't know if I could do that kind of stuff. I don't think I can climb the ladder, for one thing. But wow, what a hero. Four times in a burning house and saves everybody. Hey, coming up, Dick Graceffa. We're talking high school basketball. We're getting to the nitty-gritty. That's coming up next, 847. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated one- and two-bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant. Bob and weave through the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And in This Corner, Cassius Clay, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Say hi to Dick Graceffa, our voice of high school sports here on WRJN. Hi, Dick. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Don. I'm fine.
Okay, we got a whole bunch of high school games coming up. Let's start with the one that's tonight.
Okay, tonight we have Westosha Central visiting Waterford, and that will be for the Southern Lakes Conference crown tonight. So it's a big ball game. Typically, by now, conference championships have already been decided. So to have it come down to the last game of the year, regular season game, is pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's now. Pregame is 6:30 here on WRJN tonight. The tip-off, 7 o'clock. So it should be an exciting game again. This is for the Southern Lakes Conference title. Now, we've got two big games coming up, one on March 7th, one on March 8th. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so we have, we're gonna do the Park regional semifinal game, and they'll await. They have to wait till Tuesday night to see who their opponent will be, because Racine Park, based on winning the conference and the record, was given a one seed. So we'll do that game on Friday night, and then we'll do a rival game on Saturday night for the regional championship between Racine Lutheran and Racine St. Catharines. So that should be exciting.
Okay, so let's do a recap here. Tonight's game is, don't say anything, I got it right here. Tonight's game is Westosha Central at Waterford. This will determine the Southern Lakes Conference title. Then you've got Park on March 7th playing the winner of, there's three teams here. Was it Tenor? What, pronounce the names there. Tenor?
Yeah, it's Tenor and Milwaukee Bradley Tech. The winner of that game, the two Park will play.
Okay. Then on the next day, on the 8th, Racine Lutheran against St. Catharines, and this is the regional final. Again, all these games will be pregame 6:30, tip-off 7 o'clock. If you know someone who's out of town and they want to listen to the game and they're out of our listening area, you can tell them to go to dgsports.mixlr.com. DG as in Dick Graceffa, dgsports, one word, .mixlr.com. And that will take you anywhere in the world to hear the games, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, you have a good time tonight. We'll all be listening tonight for the game. 6:30, pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off on WRJN. Thanks a lot, Dick.
Okay, thanks, Don.
Bye-bye. All right, last train to Clarksville. Let's do it with the Monkees. Local news, timeless hits, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, Kenosha, 1400 AM everywhere.
Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. Cause I'm leaving in the morning, and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together, till the morning brings my train, and I must go. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Conversation. No.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local News, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. Hey, I've got three easy things here if you want to make people like you more, all right? Be seen more often. Just being seen frequently by people makes them more likely to enjoy being around you. Ask questions in conversations. Let the person know you're talking to that you value their opinions. And smile, since people who smile are perceived as more competent and attractive. I've tried all of those. Doesn't work. I can't get people to like me. It's 8:57, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Coming up next, we got the Wax Museum, Dan Marcus. At 2 o'clock, Kurt Vollman's in. At 6 o'clock tonight for a short time, we've got Chris Morrow. And then we got 6:30, we've got the high school game with Dick Graceffa. All happening today right here. Local news, Timeless. Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rose, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning bright and early, 6 a.m. But right now, Los Bravos, Black is Black.
Black is Black. I want my baby back. It's gray, it's gray. Since she went away, oh, oh. What can I do? Cause I'm feeling blue. If I had my way, she'd be bad today. But she don't intend.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Two-time Oscar-winning actor Gene Hackman is dead.
All right, Popeye's here. Get your hands on your heads. Get off the bar and get on the wall.
Officials in New Mexico say they found the French Connection star and his wife.